Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Roll tape, please.
Okay, let's get this show rolling.
10 seconds.
Stand by, everybody.
John Fricke and Hugh Douglas. Live, local, and you can hear us all over Georgia.
Big Hugh, Big John, Big Guys, Big Show.
A three-time NFL Pro Bowler and a guy who's been covering the A for nearly three decades. John and Hugh, call the guys at 404-741-0929.
Wait, I thought I was the man.
No, you're my man.
Oh, okay. So my man, what do you mean I'm your...
No, not like that.
Okay.
My man, we cool.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
John and Hugh are on the air.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Broken back, fly ball, Charlie on the run, still coming, slides, and he got it. What a catch by Charlie Culberson.
Leadoff man retired, here's Contreras, now the pitch.
Swing and a miss. Jackson polishes him off with a wicked slider that dropped out of sight, took a little off, and it worked two away. So it's up to David Bode, who's had a flair for the dramatic in his young Cubs career.
He struck him out, and the Braves have won it.
And with that, the Atlanta Braves last night do win 3-2 with Luke Jackson getting the final three outs for his 12th save of the year. We welcome you into the Kia Studios on Sports Radio 92.9. The Game. It is John Chuckery in for John Fricke this week. Hugh Douglas in the house.
Good morning. Good morning, Atlanta. How's everybody doing? Chuck, what's going on, man? How you doing?
Man, it's a good Wednesday morning. I think I'm running on about 3 hours of sleep. And
You was out like that last night.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, you don't have to be out very late to not get a lot of sleep when you're getting up at 3:30 in the morning.
Yeah, this is true. Like around 8 o'clock, I'm starting to fade. Like seriously, mm-hmm. You're starting to fade, and that's most of the time when, you know, if you make plans to go out, you really try to make them quick, but it doesn't usually work like that. If you go out during the week, then you might as well.
No, if you're gonna pull all night. If you're gonna be out in them streets, you just gotta be ready.
You gotta pull all nighter, man.
We are streaming online. It's at 929thegame.com. Catch us live. Also, you can catch replays of all the shows, all our interviews, best moments, all your breaking sports news, our new and improved website, 929thegame.com. Hugh Douglas, download your radio.com app. I see you got a phone, you got a tablet, if you got a Sega Genesis, Commodore 64, turntable, CD player, boombox. We'll get to you in just a second. Catch us live and anywhere on the go. Radio.com app. All of our social media, it is at 929 The Game. Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. I think Oren even has like Tinder, Grindr, Bumble. And
Oren!
All that.
My French brother.
Yeah, we'll get into that in just a second here. So it's all at 929 The Game. The best way if you want to keep up with the show, it's always through our personal Twitter handles. He is at BigHugh53. I am at JMCH316. So we do have to mention, as I'm in all week with you, Hugh, but we do have a special guest that is running the board for these next 2 days.
Oren the Sigma. That's my designation for him.
Okay.
Because I was told that, you know.
Mine is how far can I push Oren down the rabbit hole?
And, I think I've been kind of working Oren nerves a little bit since he's been here, Oren the Sigma. But we were told we had to give designations.
Nothing, it ain't nothing until I'm here.
Yeah. We were told we had to give designations, so that's Abe the producer,
right?
And Oren the Sigma. And when Bo's in, he's Bo. I didn't give Bo a designation. I didn't give him one. I just called him Bo.
So
not that. I got it. I'm gonna call Bo. Not that Bo.
So part of having Oren in means that we go for head and hands moments because you know Oren does get disappointed throughout the show.
I've seen that look of disappointment.
Oh, yeah. We usually put like an over under. It used to be kind of 3.5, but that got to be too easy. So I'm setting today's over under at 5.5. So if you hear me reference like Yoko Ono sex noises and different things like that, there's one.
Okay.
There's one already.
That was Yoko Ono. You mean?
Yeah.
Okay. I know who
Yoko
Ono
is. There's.
Gotcha. That was a little weird, but yeah.
Yeah, it's already started. 6:04, and I got my first one in already, Hugh. So,
there's only four and a half more to go. That's different.
Okay. Yeah, no, listen, it's going to be one of those kinds of mornings, Hugh. So I'm not running on a whole lot of sleep. Oren is in, so there's going to be.
But did
some
you have a good time though?
Oh, it was a great time.
So what did you do, if I may ask?
We went to dinner at Village Tavern and then went over to, and this is what I was going to talk about. We went over to, you know, the Avalon and all that up there.
Alfredo. Yeah, nice place.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. So we went to the hotel and the bar at the hotel over there.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of ballers around here, man.
Did you get a room? I mean, not to be all up in your business, but, you know, like I'm just saying, back in the day, if I was, you know, going to the hotel.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that she's that type. Not saying anything. You know, I'm just asking.
I also would have had to get some NFL pension money because, you know, that place is. I mean, I was looking at how much it cost me just for like two drinks, and it was
It's pretty expensive. So why you say that Avalon is a baller spot?
It's a lot of dudes with money.
A lot of people with money in Atlanta, period.
I know. Like, where does everybody get their money? Because, like, it ain't me. I mean, I'm an earner. Like, I would consider myself an earner, Hugh, but. Man, I can't roll with some of these people.
I will say that I think a lot of people in Atlanta are living off of that fake it till you make it type of deal.
Oh, I agree with you. I discovered one of those last night. Like we were there sitting at the bar, and a couple of people came up, but I'm not even gonna get into it because they may be listening. But I'll just say that there is a. I think there's a lot of show and not a lot of substance.
No, it is. And you know, it's funny because when I was in them streets, you know, it was during the time. Like, and this is how I know, because moving here from Ohio and just being around different folks, I came to Atlanta, and I remember I was driving a Chevrolet Camaro. By the way, you know they're about to get ready to Camaro. I just wanted to, you know, try it. And I was driving a Chevrolet Camaro.
Burning up on the roads.
Yeah. And I remember, like, trying to talk to this young lady who was in a BMW, and she kind of looked, and you know, it was like, didn't get any holler because I was in the Camaro, and a friend of mine who played NFL at the time said, hey man, if you're trying to talk to somebody, you have to have a foreign vehicle. This was like back in 1995, something like that.
Yeah.
So there were, like, going to buy a car and seeing how many different ways, like, I got to put it like this, Chuck. I think in Atlanta, it's probably the easiest place you could get a car. Now, it might set you back way, way back, or a house. It's going to set you back. But a lot of people do that. It's a lot of people here, I believe, that live way beyond their means.
Oh, I agree with you. I think so. Because like, even home values and whether you rent or own or whatever, like property values and all that is absurd. I mean, my buddy and I were looking at, like, getting a place at the Avalon over there. Dude, the rent's like $3,500 to $5,000 in some of those places.
Yeah, that's a lot. That's a lot for rent. And if you have that disposable income, you could do that. That's fine.
Hey, man, no more power to you.
Yeah,
more power
fine.
To you. But I keep joking with this girl, like, because she's really attractive, really beautiful girl, and she's very classy, and she actually works at the Avalon, and I keep joking with her. I'm like, because I just. There's gonna be some rich dude that's just gonna like snatch her up. Like,
no, but you can't think like that, man. Because I tell you what, even though it's hard to believe, there are some. It's a lot of really good women here in Atlanta.
No, I didn't say that kind of snatch, Hugh. Or
no, I know it.
Or,
yeah, I know it. But no, it's a lot of good women. It's a lot of good women here. You just have to find them, and it's a lot of women that are successful in their own right. So they don't really. They're just looking for somebody who can. That's work hard. Yeah. And enjoy,
no, I mean it's all. I mean it's good. We're enjoying each other's company and all that. I mean it's all good as far as that goes. But you can. She likes to hang around up there, and I'm like, oh man, there's a lot of fakers, but there is a lot of guys that have.
Oh no, there's some guys out there that's extra cheesy.
Because let me tell you,
some extra cheesy individuals.
Like one of the things that goes on up there at the Avalon is there's a lot of the side pieces are living in those townhomes and stuff like that.
Side chick capital of America.
Yeah. Yeah, and a lot of them are living up there. You know, Dirk Cutter lives up in that area.
He does. Listen, man, Atlanta is a beautiful place to stay with a lot of beautiful,
well, you want a sports talk,
people.
Orin, you know. I mean, you want Yoko Ono sex talk again, or do you want sorry. Orin's all over the place now, yeah.
He's a little nervous.
Yeah, Orin's not really sure about this life decision that he made to come in here this morning.
No, Orin is like, you know, that's my frat brother, and he does a great job of bringing a different perspective to the morning show. But you know what? Speaking of that, I had a chuckery moment yesterday.
Okay, yeah,
in
you
the
mentioned
gym.
This.
Yes. I had a chuckery moment yesterday in the gym because I'm working out with my son.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, he's getting ready to try to play football for Pace. Mm-hmm. It's a process, and I tell him that every day. I mean, you know, again, Rome wasn't built in a day, and everything that you do, especially when you're doing it at this level now, because you're kind of, to be honest, when you think about the kids that are playing football here in Atlanta right now, you're kind of getting in the game late.
Oh, yeah.
You're getting in the game real late. So that's fine, because I was a late bloomer. I got in the game late. I didn't play football in high school really to my junior year. So it's like you have time. And then there's stories I was telling you about Clay Matthews. Clay Matthews did not blossom until his junior year in college.
Mm-hmm.
So there is, like, if that's the route you want to go. But I'm telling him, everything that you do, you have to have a foundation, and you have to be willing to listen and work. So we're in the gym, and he's a great kid, great worker, but you know how kids are. Sometimes they don't realize, like, they have to – like, especially when you're in the gym, you have to be focused.
Yes.
Especially when you're talking about lifting and trying to the proper technique to get the maximum out of your –
unless,
you know,
you're there for ulterior motives at the gym.
No, but we're there working out. Because, like, when I go to the gym, I'm working out, and now, like – not so much taken away from my workout, but I'm pulling mine back so I can help him.
Right.
So now I'm telling him, I'm like, listen, I need your undivided attention. And I need you to, I said, for us today, it's about technique and getting into a rhythm. So the first couple times he's in there and he's kind of, you know, he's a kid. And, you know, it's hard for them to maintain their focus. So the first time he's in there, and his mother was there, and I'm talking to him, and he's like, you know, doing what kids do, jumping around stuff. I said, listen, stop that. Because this is our office. Like, this is our area of work. So, you know, he caught that. So we're doing front rows. You know, you're doing the back. And I'm telling him to do it slow. I don't need you to go fast. I don't need you to go fast. I need you to work on the technique. Because when you get under
slow
heavy
down,
weight,
squeeze the muscle.
Yeah, squeeze. Dude, had to tell him like 3 times. Slow down, because you know, as a kid, they want to go. Everything is fast. Now we're doing front rows. You know how you do? You get out and do the front row. We're doing that, doing them fast. So, I'm telling him, and he's still doing it the improper way. So I just put him aside, and I kind of, you know, I had a dad moment, and I kept it as real as you could keep it with your child. I was like, listen here, young fella. I didn't use those words, but I told him, I said, listen, if you're gonna do this, you have to pay attention.
Was it colorful?
It was very, very colorful.
Okay.
And he kind of looked at me, and he was like, because that, like, I don't talk to him like that.
Right.
But he's 16, and I'm like, dude, it's time to get it going. So bottom line was this. I told him at the end of the day, I said, listen, when we're in the gym, it's going to get real sometimes, because you're at that age where, you know, we're working, and you need to do this right. So, yeah, we had a colorful moment yesterday, but it was good.
But that's a parent moment. Sometimes you just got to, like, sometimes, I say this all the time, sometimes there's a line in the sand that you have to just
I drew it yesterday, and he looked at me like, wow, like, this is going to get intense. Yeah. But it was good. After that, technique was great.
He learned.
It was great.
Braves do come from behind 3-2. Nice victory yesterday. We're going to break all that down next. Here's some audio. So, Braves win. Thank you. Next, Hugh Douglas, John Chuckery for John Fricke on Sports Radio 910 The Game.
So it's up to David Bodie, who's had a flair for the dramatic in his young Cubs career. He struck him out, and the Braves have won it.
Back in the Kia Studios on Sports Radio 910 The Game. It is the morning show. John Chuckery for John Fricke.
Is this considered yacht rock too?
I
did not know that.
Yeah. Huey Lewis, really not too
yacht rock.
Yeah, this very 80s. This is.
Oh, this was a
full on
jam back in the day. Yeah. Like, he had a nice little run.
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah.
Huey Lewis had a nice little run.
This was probably 88, 89. Hip to be square. Later.
Hip to be square.
Or earlier. Oh really? 87. No, this is hip to be square. Hold on. Hugh Douglas.
I remember what it is. I want a new drug. One that don't make me sleep.
By the way, 404-741-0929. See, Orin's got me all confused over here. He's got me more confused than a Marvel outtake scene with in
that they want to make you pay
trying to come up with something to get Orin. Two of them by 6:23. Anyway, 404-741-0929.
I'm sorry. I'm not going to pay, $40? Like, if you go by with someone and get popcorn and a drink to watch 15 more minutes of the Marvel movie that you could just put on YouTube or eventually it's going to be on YouTube anyway, I'll wait. I'm not going to see those outtakes.
You don't like to go to the movie theater, do you?
No, I like going when it's something that I want to see.
Okay.
Like, I have a problem going to movies. I don't like to see mushy movies. I don't like to see movies where people are not dying in, like, the first 10 seconds and you know, things of that nature. I just don't like those. It has to be action. It has to be an action movie. Or I will watch, like, I will say this, but I won't go to the movies to watch that. That's something I watch at home. I will watch some movies that are, like, borderline weirdo movies, though. I've done quite a bit of that, but that's more at home as opposed to actually going to the theater to see those.
Yeah, usually that's, like, the movies that Pee Wee Herman or something like goes to watch or whatever.
Yeah, something crazy like that. No, I caught
two.
The Pee Wee Herman reference.
There's two.
Oh, the Pee Wee Herman reference?
Yeah, two. All right, so Braves win last night 3-2. It started off well for the Atlanta Braves, Hugh, as this guy did it again.
First pitch swing is hit a mile high toward left. Schwarber going back, one pitch, 1-0 Atlanta. He almost hit it out of the ballpark.
Nothing quite like Ronald Acuna Jr. when he leads off a game with a home run.
Yeah, man, he gets the party started, man. And you talking about the game that they had the other night against the Cubs. The Braves are a resilient bunch, man. And I know that, and I always have to qualify by saying this, it's a lot of baseball left to be played, but I like where I see this team, the way that this team is playing right now,
mm-hmm.
especially offensively, and the way that they come out and play the way that they've been playing, defensively as well.
Do you trust them when the ball's not flying out of the ballpark? Do you trust them enough?
Oh, dude, no, because last night, I'm telling you, when it was tight like it was, it's good to see Luke Jackson get the save the way that he did last night, but it's a little nervous. Like, that's the thing about this team, because this pitching staff has been up and down all season long, mm-hmm. and you don't know what you're going to get from that bullpen. And granted, it's like that probably with any other Major League Baseball team that anybody's watching. It's probably like that on a night-to-night basis. But for us here in Atlanta, knowing the situation that we're in, and knowing that we don't really have a guy that we can depend on like that, and to know that you're kind of in a little bit of a tussle with the Phillies, because the Phillies won last night.
Yes, they did.
You're looking
they
to stay
two against the Mets.
Yeah,
now.
You're looking to try to, again, even though it's a lot left, it's a lot left on the table. You still want to kind of have a little bit of a cushion moving forward. So these are games, like, as a player, you go out there and you take care of your business. You know, like you say, some nights you get the bear, some nights the bear gets you. But you're scoreboard watching. You're scoreboard watching. At this point in the season where you're starting to get to that halfway point, you're starting to look around and see if you're who's kind of doing the thing.
Yeah, tomorrow will be game 81.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
Actually, today's game will be 81.
And,
yes.
And you're looking around, and you're looking at potential matchups. You're looking mm-hmm. at potentially who you might have to see. As a matter of fact, the Cubs might be one of those teams that you might have to see.
Well, like I said, right now, that would be a playoff matchup. These two teams would meet up. Now, Braves were down 2-1 going into the top of the seventh inning, but fortunes changed on this.
First pitch swing and a fly ball sky deep right center field. Almora going back. He's at the ivy. It's gone. And Albies' majestic homer on the first pitch. The Braves have taken the lead. Two homers tonight for Atlanta. It's 3-2.
How about this number that the Braves put out, Hugh? Tonight marked the seventh time that Ronald Acuna Jr. and Ozzie Albies have homered in the same game. No set of teammates aged 22 or younger in Major League history has homered in the same games more time than Acuna Jr. and Albies.
That's a beautiful stat when you think about it from a Braves fan's perspective.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that the game of baseball, the beautiful game of baseball, that's all it is about stats. Like, that's what makes it so beautiful, is because a lot of those stats and records have stood for eons. So, yeah, that's a good stat to have on your team, especially when you have a young, up-and-coming baseball club.
Here's Brian Snicker talking about the fact that Ozzie Albies and Ronald Acuna Jr. are being so young but so productive.
I feel like they've been here forever, but, you know, they're just, like, right along that same lines as Max. You know, they're still learning things, and they're still learning how to do this. And again, two very talented young players that are, you know, they get great on-the-job training every night they go out there.
How did you play as a youth? When you first got to the NFL, how did you play as a youth? Were you kind of reckless? Were you just kind of
didn't
really care?
That's the way I kind of played. That's how I kind of played. You know, the first couple of seasons, it's just you go out there and you just go. You take you take what you can from it and you kind of learn as you go.
Mm-hmm.
Like the first couple, like for me in the first year with the Jets, I was just a third down guy. I would go out there on third down at the beginning of the season. And the first couple games, I remember it was kind of tough just getting acclimated to the speed of the game, being a smaller guy, and the tackles would grab me. They'd just grip me up and just hold me, and I couldn't break those tackles. But I progressed, go out there on third down, had some success there, and as the season went on, eventually became a starter. And after that, the game started to slow down. But it took a little bit of time.
Mm-hmm.
It took a little bit of time for everything to slow down. And then I remember Mo Lewis played for the Georgia Bulldogs. I used to get killed on the trap all the time because
Mo was the guy who just about killed Drew Bledsoe, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And I remember, knocked him out.
Yeah.
Yeah, knocked him out the game.
That was that's how Tom Brady got in.
And I remember Mo telling me, he said, just one time, he said, do me a favor. If you stop this trap one time, you will never see it again. He said, you will never see it again, and the game will start to slow down for you. And I don't know if I lucked into it or what, but I played the play the right way. And after that, Chuck, it's amazing how everything, you see it differently than when you're out there. And I think that's what's going on with these young kids right now. They're seeing the game differently.
Yeah, I love the saying, you know, you don't know what you don't know.
Yeah.
And that's what I love about guys like Ozzie Albies and Ronald Acuña Jr. They're so immensely talented that you're watching them off of just their natural ability. When they really figure the game out and
it's
all
really
the nuances.
It's going to be easy to them.
Yeah.
Because it looks like, especially Acuña, that first swing on that first pitch that he crushes, dude, like, I just sit back sometimes and I watch it. I'm in awe of. From the time the ball leaves the pitcher's hand until they make contact, how they can identify and adjust to whatever's being thrown at them,
yes,
and crush it. Like to me, that's the part of the game that watching this baseball as much as I have these last few years that I'm really respecting, because you're talking about a 90 something plus mile per hour pitch that's coming. When you think about it, the pitch is not that far away, and for you to be able to identify that fast. And be able to adjust your swing that fast and crush it like that,
yeah,
that's pretty impressive.
Ted Williams always had the saying about it's the hardest thing to do. You got to hit a round ball with a round bat and hit it as far as you possibly can.
Yes, and do it in a way. And this is another thing that I respect. It's power is important, but not in the way that I think of power. You know what I mean? Like when I think of power, I'm thinking like musculature and all that other stuff. It's about angles. It's about your legs, the torque, and all of that, like all a combination of all of that.
Well, that's why those you know next gen stats talk about launch angles and things like
all
that.
All of that.
That's what they're getting into with all of that. Now, one guy who needed a good start, Max Fried, gave them that 6 innings, 2 runs. He did walk 5 guys, but he had 8 strikeouts in that 6 innings. Only threw 90 pitches, so that's good. Here's Brian Snicker talking post game about Max Fried's start.
I told Max when he was done, I said, you know, this is just another game in the life of a young starting pitcher in a major league that's learning how to do it. You know, he didn't cave in. He kept pitching, made some good defensive plays behind him. You know, and it's a game that he's going to learn every time he goes out.
So Fried gets the win. Newcomb comes in. He gets a hold. He comes in for an inning. Of course, he was just called up as well. Swarzak comes in as well. And then Luke Jackson gets his 12th. Save of the year. So now 12 saves and 6 blown saves for Luke Jackson. Had 2 strikeouts in the ninth inning as the Braves do win 3-2. And look, this is you know, to your point, Hugh, you had talked about, you know, this is a playoff matchup, and now we're basically halfway into the season at this point. So you know, we're past the evaluation period. Hey, it's early. All the other nonsensical things that people love to throw out, you know, to me on all this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Now you're into it. Now you're into the thick of things. And, yeah, I mean, rosters will tweak here and there. But by and large, what you've got is what you've got at this point, save for a potential trade or something like that that goes into the mix. I don't know if there's anybody out there that's going to give you the Randy Johnson 10-1 down the stretch like he did for the Astros. Was it the Astros or Padres when he was traded? Whatever it was, to one of those clubs where he went like 10-1 down the stretch for him. So, you know, short of, you know, a trade for somebody like that, you kind of are what you, you know, you're kind of rounding into form to what you are as a club. So this is an interesting series because this is two playoff teams that you're getting to see. And we talk about the Dodgers as a measuring stick. Well, Cubs are a World Series champion, too. This is another good measuring stick for them.
Yeah, no question about that. And the way that you played them last night and the way that, you know, it comes down to today's game, you look, that's a good place to be, especially when you win it the way that you won it last night. Mm-hmm. 2-3. I was a little nervous, but I feel good about it now. I was a little nervous. Is this Yacht Rock?
No, this is Flash Gordon by Queen.
I remember Flash was a good movie.
This is like when there's $3 bills.
Flash was an underrated movie. Back in the day, went to the movies to see this one. Pretty good movie.
Orn. What? Hi, Orn.
You know, everybody can't hear it. You know, his mic's not on. We can't hear the conversation. It sounds kind of weird.
That's the whole idea for Orn. I'm trying to get 3 by 6:30 so we can get this done and over with. All right, when we get back, Hugh, there is a potential of a new Olympic sport coming in 2024. And I know you guys talked about it before, but now it's even getting more momentum. We'll explain all that next. John Schreckman for John Fricke, Hugh Douglas in the Kia Studios, Sports Radio 910 The Game. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, back in the Kia Studios with you here on a hump day.
Hump, hump.
It is the morning show. John Schreckman for John Fricke, Hugh Douglas in the house, 404-741-0929 is our phone line. It's also our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line if you want to interact with the show. Always the best way is through our Twitter handles. He is at BigHugh53. I am at JMCH316. You know, with Oren, and we're going to have good music today.
Oh yeah, he's different. I like what he brings to the table.
He's going to be all over the place. $3 bills will be falling from the sky.
$3 bills.
Yeah. Oren knows exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
We just had that in the last segment with Queen and everything. So.
Gotcha.
Yep. There you go, Hugh. Hugh. There you go.
It was the head to hand moment. Yeah.
That's three. We're. Listen, it's a good morning already, Hugh. We're at 6:44 now officially, and I've got three head and hands moments already.
That's a good day.
With an over and under at 5.5, so we should hit the over by 7:30.
Yeah, that's what you're shooting for? That should be good. That should be pretty good.
Well, listen, I'm trying to help out our listeners that go to Vegas and put bets on the head and hands moment when Orn and I are together, so I want to make sure I make people money.
Is that right? Yeah. Is that what it is?
Yeah, I'm trying to make people money out here on them streets.
Orin just trying to survive.
By the way, too, I did ask Orin for some Ariana Grande because it is her birthday today.
And that is significant because...
Well, you know who Ariana Grande is, right?
Vaguely.
She's like the huge pop star.
Yeah, didn't she take some... Didn't she do something like she took 2 Chainz concept for the Trap House? Ain't that the one? Somebody, I think that was who it was. I might be getting my pop.
She was just here like 2 weeks ago for her concert. She's like huge. She's got, you know, like she's got those songs my daughter listens to that she's got me listening to now. Break Up With Your Girlfriend, 7 Rings, Thank You Next. What is it? No Tears Left to Cry. You're not. See, the difference is now, Hugh, is that I'm becoming cool and hip, Chuckery. So you have to have the. Oh yeah, yeah. No, Orin. I got the dress. Got the cologne. You know, got the accessories, got
are
the
you,
music.
Are you wearing cool water? Don't be wearing no cool water.
No. I got the hot new cologne that I'm wearing. No,
you got
no,
Drekar?
No.
Drekaris.
Yeah. No, I don't have the green bottled polo.
Wait a minute. What was the cologne you used to wear when you was young? What the Jean Paul Gaultier, the Gaultier, and the Jupe, the Jupe.
Well, we wore Jupe. We wore Obsession. We wore Drekar.
Ooh, and High Karate. Remember High Karate? Y'all don't remember High Karate.
I remember High
Karate. You don't remember High Karate.
And we wore the polo in the green bottle. Everybody had to have their green bottled polo.
Oh, now yeah. They got all kinds definitely of had it. Yeah.
No,
yeah,
you know, the hot new cologne is that I've got is that Y by Yves Saint Laurent.
Why?
Yeah. Yeah. It's like that's the hot new thing. So
I don't know.
See, you're a caveman. You don't have to worry about all this stuff.
No, I have cologne. Lately, I've been wearing, like, I have cologne. Like, I went through a phase. I have some pretty nice cologne.
Mm-hmm.
But I got to the
Sex
A.
Sex Panther.
I got to the A, and I started liking the oils. I started going to the West End and getting the oils. I've been wearing oils.
You have Sex Panther?
No, but I
80%
have.
80% of the time, it works 90% of the time.
I have the colognes that I have. I have a lot of Creed. Like, I have a lot of Creed cologne. I have Creed bottles of Creed that I've had for years because I started wearing oils now. Like, Creed was the big thing, you know, like the big thing to have, like the different, was it Green Irish Tweed or something? Himalaya, It was a phrase called Invictus. Like, I had those.
Invictus I'm familiar with, yes.
Yeah, I had those. But now I wear the oils.
But
now.
See, this goes back to.
I get them oils
to,
that the dudes make back, up on their own.
This goes back to, and this is where you and I part ways, just from the standpoint of you're Hugh Douglas with NFL FU money and all that kind of stuff. You ain't got to worry about all these other little nuanced things.
No, you got to smell good. Even as a caveman, you got to smell good. Because, like, don't nobody want no big old musty dude.
I'm not saying you got to go around stinking up the place, Hugh. I'm not saying you got to go around with eau de sweat, you know. I mean, it's your fragrance. I'm just saying those are things that you don't have to invest as much time and money in because.
Are you kidding me? See, I don't know who you think that I am, but that's not
you're
me.
Hugh Douglas, 10-year NFL player with FU
that,
money.
That means nothing. I still got it. I got to smell good, and I got to go out and make sure I look presentable. I do. I mean, I just choose to wear the oils now. Because for me, the oils, like, you got to go. I got to take you to the West and get some oils, man, because the oils last longer. Like, you put oils on, it takes, and yes. Because most of the cologne now has a lot of alcohol in it.
Mm-hmm.
Get them oils, man.
Can we bring Orin with us to the West End when we go?
Orin's familiar with the West End? Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Dude, we go to the West End, get you some oils, man, and we're good. We're good. We're going to be good.
Well, that's why I bought, instead of the eau de toilette, I bought the perfume because it's going to last longer. The scent will last longer.
That's why you get the oils, man. Yeah. You get the oil, you put a little drop of the oil, you're rocking that all day.
Right.
Women be like, oh, you smell so good. Yeah, that's that oils from the West End. Like, you can go to any hood mall or any gas station, but for that matter, it all depends on which one you go to, and get you some nice oils.
Really?
Seriously. All jokes aside, it all depends. I would say most of them, the gas station's off of 20. Like, you can go to a lot of those. Yeah, you got to go south, southeast, southwest. But yeah, you go to any gas station, pull up, and then they
head
got
like
the,
down toward Greenbrier Mall and all that kind of stuff. Like,
and while you're there, get the scented the air freshener. That's for people that smoke a lot of, like, cannabis sativa, because it smells stronger. I mean, it lasts long. You put that in your car.
See, the good thing is I don't hang around people that smoke the CBD.
Oh, me neither. I'm just saying, if you want some good air freshener.
The dude we were talking to last night that was actually, he pitched at the University of Georgia. He was talking about he's been getting into, he's getting into a business with the CBDs. And I was like, that's the hot new thing is that now that they've passed the medical marijuana bill here in Georgia, is that you're going to get a lot of people that want to get into the CBD oils and producing all that kind of stuff.
Guess who's winning with that, though? Who got into it a few weeks ago? Mike Tyson. Mike Tyson.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Mike Tyson's into it real big. Like, that's the money. Who else? I think Matt Barnes has something. He's involved with a company out there in Cali. Yeah, that's the business now. Because out there it's legal, and if you get a dispensary, man, you're making money hand over fist.
How many former teammates of yours would you say, like a percentage wise of NFL players
that partake in the cannabis?
Yeah, I mean, especially like retired guys with the CBD oils and stuff like that because it's
medicinal.
Therapeutic. Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying.
Almost, I would say anywhere upwards from 80 to 90%.
Okay,
like seriously,
right?
Because like me personally, I use it, and you can see the difference. You could definitely see the difference in the morning when you wake up, you're refreshed. You feel better. It's a company here in Georgia.
I can't catch
the name right now, but they gave me some CBD oil. Shout out to the company whose name I can't remember, but you know who you are because
I think there's a perception about what that stuff is. Like, it's not, the idea isn't you're just doing it to try to get yourself high. It's not, there's nothing like that. It's therapeutic. There's medicinal properties and therapeutic.
But ain't nothing wrong with getting high.
No. But I mean, the CBD oils are not. They don't have the THC levels, right?
It all depends on which CBD oil.
If you go to the West End, you can get some of the higher.
No, seriously. This is something that.
You take a $3 bill or two, Orin, to get to.
No, seriously, though. This is something that you have to do your research about the CBD oil. You have to, because it all depends on what you're trying to get from it. But it's some good stuff. It's some really good stuff.
Imagine me and he walking to the West End. Hey, we're here. Me, Hugh, and Orin. There's a joke in there somewhere. Oh, Lordy. All right.
Then we go to Chantrell's and get some food. Chantrell's still there, isn't it? Chantrell's still there.
This is my group right here, the Pretenders. Chrissy Hines from, Chrissy Hines from Barberton, Ohio.
Is that right?
Yeah, from Barberton. How close are the Falcons to winning their first Super Bowl? Nate Davis of USA Today has a list of 12 teams that haven't won the Super Bowl but are close. We'll give you where the Falcons rank in that. Hugh Douglas, John Chuckery for John Fricke in the Kia Studios on the Morning Show, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!